America Weekend.
Dr. Evil, we began a program to clone you. He is exactly like you in every way, except 1/8 your size.
I shall call him Mini-Me.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge, along with
Kate James.
Our next guest is best known for his role as Mini-Me in the Austin Powers movies, but currently he is featured in Season 4 of Celebrity Wife Swap, which can be seen Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern on ABC. And it is a pleasure to say hello to Vern Troyer. Vern, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
We're really excited to have you on today. All right, Celebrity Wife Swap. So one day when you least expect it, your wife, in this case your girlfriend Brittany, disappears. Some strange woman shows up to take her place and eventually turn your house upside down. My first question, simply, you are Vern Troyer. Why put yourself through this?
Just for fun, something different. You know, what a coincidence that, you know, the person that I swapped with, Hines Ward, I got his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge Steeler fan. So
really?
It was such a coincidence.
And so what was the biggest surprise for you in all of this? As you mentioned, his wife Lindsay moves in with you and Brittany's son Tyson. So what was the biggest surprise?
It was just having a different person hanging out. You know, not too much happened. I mean, we did some things like get a picnic and, you know, it was things that I normally don't do. So she, you know, kind of changed everything for a week.
I noticed in the notes they sent over, you like to stay home. You've got your own custom-designed, personalized game room. You probably have a lot of Steelers pennants and stuff because you said you're a big Steelers fan. So when she shows up and when she decides, you know what, no, we're going to go on picnics, we're going to do things like that, that really must have been different because you don't normally do stuff like that.
Well, no, not really. I mean, yeah, I travel a lot, so when I have time at home, I like to spend it at home. So, it was something different. It was fun.
And so what did you learn most about your relationship with Brittany after having someone else in the house for a whole week?
Basically, you know, go out a little bit more, maybe go have dinner and just get out of the house when I'm at home and spending time with her.
You know, and the best part, too, you're a Steeler fan, so Heinz can set you up with some pretty sweet seats now over at Heinz Field if you're going to go check out some Steeler games, I would imagine, right?
That'd be nice, definitely. We'll see what happens, though.
Very nice. Well, you know, your character, Mini-Me, it's one of those iconic roles that endures for years in films. You know, they even made Mini-Me dolls at one point after the movies came out. You know, that's got to be such a great feeling when a character that you portray reaches that kind of pop culture status.
Yeah, and I'm still amazed. I mean, like I said, I travel a lot all over the world, and, you know, you go to Thailand, and, you know, they don't speak English, but they can say Mini-Me. So it's just a different experience, and, you know, every day is a new thing, so.
You know, and it's been a long time since those movies have come out. And I mean, for that to endure, where you can go to Thailand and anywhere and people still recognize you for that role, that really goes to show how those movies have really lasted and endured. I mean, there are a lot of films that come to mind when you think of that hang around for years and years. And you'll turn it on and see Austin Powers movies. There was one on this weekend. So, I mean, that's really cool how it lasts all those years.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I never, you know, realized how big it was going to be. You know, a lot of people on set told me, you know, my first Austin Powers, the spy who shagged me, mm-hmm. said that I stole the movie. And I was like, oh, you're ridiculous. I don't think so. And then after it came out, you know, a couple months after, people started realizing who I was.
Yeah.
So it was just a different experience. It was great, though.
That's very cool.
Now, Vern, one of the things that I found amazing is that you started out as a stuntman. How did that happen?
My first movie was a movie called Baby's Day Out, a John Hughes film.
Mm-hmm.
And they needed a stunt double for a 9-month-old baby. So I was the most obvious choice, obviously.
You know, that's pretty neat, though. I mean, you kind of have the whole market cornered then for that. I mean, and to be able to do that. I mean, talk about having your own niche within the industry. And you did stunts on a couple of different films. I was looking at your IMDb last night. You've done so much stuff. Of course, the Austin Powers movies. Plus, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. You were in Men in Black. You were in an episode of Two and a Half Men, and on and on and on. Plus, you did commercials, if I remember right, I think for Geico, and I think for Apple. So you've put together quite a career that keeps going really strong at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm amazed. I mean, I feel lucky that, you know, I'm still, you know, out there and be able to be relevant. And I'm just taking it day by day, enjoying it.
What is the one thing that drives you more than anything else when you perform?
It's just making people laugh, having a good time. I mean, everybody's got to smile. And if you don't smile every day, you're not living. So I just like to make people laugh and entertain them.
And one of the things, best of all, and probably little known, that you were homecoming king during your senior year in high school. How cool was that?
It was cool. I mean, it was such a small town, small school. And, I mean, it's kind of weird, but it was cool.
Yeah, well, Vern, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Centerville, Michigan, a really small town, maybe 1,500 people.
Wow. And, you know, it's funny, like a lot of people, you know, out of the Midwest, people that come out of these small Midwestern towns and they go on to these huge Hollywood careers. Do you keep in touch much with the people you grew up with?
It's really hard because they live so far away. Mm-hmm. And you know, they are doing their own thing and things like that. So, I mean, I try, but it's difficult.
What else do you have coming up down the road? Where else are we going to be seeing you over the next few months or so?
Well, I just started my own YouTube channel.
Really?
Under Vern Troyer. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys seen it, but I did a video at LAX where a guy got tased by a police officer.
I did. I saw that. Oh, absolutely.
It's kind of funny that I launched my video, my channel at the same time.
Very
that
nice.
Was great camera work, young man.
Good on it.
Kate saw that.
I did.
Yeah, so it's good?
It's very good. The cameraman was awesome. I really loved it. Great
very
angle.
Nice.
I mean, I was operating the camera. It was a little choppy here and there,
yeah.
But I got some good footage.
Very cool.
And lots of exposure, too.
Well, he has put together quite a career. Now he's venturing off into the land of digital YouTube world, and everybody seems to be headed there as well. Well, once again, Vern is featured in Celebrity Wife Swap, which can be seen Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on ABC. Vern Troyer, continued best of luck, and thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Have a good morning.
You too.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. Have a great
Bye-bye.
Day. He was very, very nice.
He was very nice and humble and just, you know what? The small town guy from which he came.
And, you know, he didn't really let it go to his head. I mean, he obviously has this certain niche in Hollywood that he portrays.
Yeah.
And I kind of knew that's where we were headed when we talked about his stunt work. And he said his work in Baby's Day Out, where he was the stunt double for a 9-month-old child.
Can you imagine that? I mean, how do you do your research behind that?
Now, I saw that movie years and years and years ago. I don't know what the scene was. I don't know. If you're going to flip a kid out of a carriage or something, you can't really do that to an infant.
Right,
so
exactly.
You get your call, Vern Troyer, and he's willing to do whatever he needs to do to get the job done. So you've seen this YouTube thing. I have it.
It's great camera work.
So what is it about again?
Well, police were pursuing a suspect.
Okay.
And they used the taser gun as he was trying to take the escalator going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Like the escalator was going down, and then the guy was like running up, and then there were nearby stairwells. And he was getting tased. And Vern had a great camera shot. He said it was a little bit on the shaky side. But it wasn't shaky to the point where you couldn't see the whole play-by-play.
Wow.
Right, yes.
So he's
absolutely.
Starting his own YouTube channel. You know, and now those are the people that are going to endure most because they're kind of being inventive, how they can put themselves in so many different, I don't know, landscapes right now. He's doing the TV. He's doing movies. Now he's doing YouTube.
Very proud of him.
You know, and so, you know, he's doing Wife Swap and everything. And that's an interesting show as it is.
You know, it is an interesting show. And I think it's a show that's a good way to get your partner or spouse to appreciate you.
Really?
Absolutely. There are so many times where I'll turn around and tell my husband, you know, if you were with somebody else, you couldn't make 10 minutes with that person. You'd be back back over by me, appreciating me.
You know, folks, as we got ready for this morning, she said, I need to get my husband on that show.
I do.
You need
really
to get him
do.
On Celebrity Wife Swap.
Exactly.
So maybe Mr. Kate James will be showing up on Celebrity Wife Swap,
you know,
pretty soon.
It doesn't even have to be celebrity. Just any old wife. Just yeah. swap.
Just
send
swap
him away.
Out.
Yeah, yeah, so he knows what he's got at home.
So we're starting to tick them off one by one. Let's see. We've had Tracy Lords on the program mm-hmm. from Celebrity Wife Swap. Now we've had Vern Troyer from Celebrity Wife Swap on
right.
the show. We don't know who's coming next. I got a feeling there'll be somebody else.
And someone interesting.
Yes. And it's kind of cool that he got to swap with Hines Ward. He said he was a big Steelers fan, so that's pretty cool
oh,
as well.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. So Vern Troyer is now officially a friend of the show. Stay with us. Much more to come this hour. When we come back, this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. Mark is talking about the film Mr. Turner. And then what a story this is. A principal needed to apologize after the special education students were left out of the school yearbook. Wow. And then this week's entertainment report with Christina Staffo, followed by emotions every messy person feels while cleaning their room. What a mess. I feel sad that I even have to do it. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harrison with you. Waste to energy or poo power projects seem to be popping up more and more as cities experiment with either waste to ethanol, waste gasification, or waste to electricity facilities. Recent news celebrated how cow manure could provide up to 3% of our electricity. In Canada, customers could soon be firing up their furnaces and hot water heaters with natural gas collected as a byproduct in the processing of human waste. They propose to capture and purify biogas from sewage treatment plants, pumping it to the gas utility's customers. The $1 million pilot project is expected to provide enough energy for 100 homes and reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 500 tons each year.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. It's still a good idea to apply plenty of sunscreen ahead of a long ride. Bikers can gain even more protection from the rays. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. UV or ultraviolet rays can penetrate clothing, leaving a biker's skin vulnerable to sun damage. Basic Laundry Agent Sun Guard is like a little package you buy in the coin-op machine at the laundromat. Drop the contents into the washer with news and jeans, and the UV protection in your threads can increase by as much as 6-fold to an SPF of 30. Lasts for up to 20 washings. RIT, R-I-T, Sun Guard. Available at a local store for about $3.50 up to $7 a packet. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.